This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that 50% of the country's population should be made a part of decision-making process. He said Nari Shakti is playing an instrumental role in the development of the country, and giving them due representation in the policy-making is the need of the hour.
विकसित भारत का मतलब केवल उत्तम प्रकार के रेल रास्ते इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर या कुछ आर्थिक प्रगति के आंकड़े सिर्फ इतने से ही विकसित भारत की सीमित कल्पना वाले हम लोग नहीं हैं। हम चाहते हैं कि विकसित भारत जिसके नीति निर्धारण में साथ और समय सबका साथ सबका विकास का मंत्र समाहित हो, देश की 50% जनसंख्या नीति निर्धारण का हिस्सा बने, ये समय की मांग है.
Mr. Modi made the remarks in the Lok Sabha today during the discussion on three key bills related to the constitution amendments to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The three bills are Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 and the Delimitation Bill 2026 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026. The Prime Minister appealed to the opposition parties not to give this historic legislation a political colour, as it will be beneficial for all and for the democracy of the country. He said those who will oppose this legislation now will face the consequences in the future.
हमारे देश में जब से विमेन रिजर्वेशन को लेकर के चर्चा हुई है और उसके बाद जब जब चुनाव आया है, हर चुनाव में महिलाओं को मिलने वाले इस अधिकार का जिसने विरोध किया, देश की महिलाओं ने उन्हें माफ नहीं किया है. लेकिन ये भी देखिए कि 24 के चुनाव में ऐसा नहीं हुआ. क्यों नहीं हुआ? ये इसलिए नहीं हुआ कि 24 में सबने सहमति इसको पारित किया तो ये विषय ही नहीं. आज भी मैं कहता हूं अगर हम सब साथ में जाते हैं तो ये किसी एक के राजनीतिक पक्ष में नहीं जाएगा, ये देश के लोकतंत्र के पक्ष में जाएगा, देश के सामूहिक निर्णय शक्ति के पक्ष में जाएगा और हम सब उसके यश के हकदार होंगे.
Participating in the discussion, Samajwadi Party MP Akhilesh Yadav said that his party supports women's reservation. However, he questioned the government to bring such important legislation in a hasty manner. He said that the women's reservation bill should be introduced only after the completion of the latest census drive. Telugu Desam Party leader Dr. Bairedi Shavari has said that women today are ready to lead the nation from the grassroots to the national level. Union Law Minister Arjun Meghwal introduced the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill and the Delimitation Bill in the Lok Sabha today. Home Minister Amit Shah introduced the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the House. Introducing the bills, Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal termed the day as historic, saying the government is working to give political justice to women. Quoting Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, Mr. Meghwal stressed that the progress of a community is measured by the degree of progress which women have achieved. The Law Minister said that the results of Census 2027 are not expected to be available before the end of 2027 or the beginning of 2028. He informed that therefore the 2011 Census would be used for the readjustment or division of territorial constituencies and for the allocation of seats for scheduled castes and scheduled tribes. Initiating the discussion, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said his party is in favour of women's reservation, but it should be simplified and not linked with delimitation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker in New Delhi today. During the meeting, India and Austria exchanged several agreements and documents, including an MOU on food safety, a letter of intent, LOI, and cooperation in military matters, and an LOI on joint working group on counter-terrorism. The field operations for the house listing and the housing census in the first phase of Census 2027 have commenced across multiple states and union territories today. The exercise is underway in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Goa, Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Mizoram, Odisha and Sikkim, along with NDMC and Delhi, cantonment board areas in the national capital. The exercise will be carried out till the 15th of next month. In IPL cricket today, Mumbai Indians will take on Punjab Kings at the Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.